The news starts now. AM 1240 and 95.3 FM. WJON.
Well, good morning. I'm Jim Maurice. It is 6:05. It's 6 right now. Your WJON weather eye forecast is coming up in a few minutes after the news. Our news this hour brought to you by H&S Heating and Air Conditioning. The state budget could have a multi-billion dollar deficit later in the decade due to soaring costs for special education and for long-term care of Minnesota's aging population, warns the just-released economic forecast.
Republicans say lawmakers must consider cuts in all areas of state government. Governor Tim Walz responds you could eliminate entire state agencies and not close the looming budget gap for long-term care and special ed. And he says to Republicans,
look, I'm not going to punish the state patrol and corrections and snowplow drivers. Are they asking us not to put snowplow drivers in their counties?
Republican Senator Eric Pratt from Prior Lake responds, focused first and foremost on waste, fraud, and abuse in state government.
The governor and his commissioners have failed to take seriously the recommendations of the Office of Legislative Auditor. They've been pushing back on those.
Bill Werner at the Capitol.
Neither Republicans nor Democrats offering specifics on how to fix the expected funding gap for long-term care and special education. Avoid getting your tax advice from social media. IRS spokesperson Christopher Miller says they're seeing a large increase in the amount of bad advice on social media.
That continues to dupe people into filing inaccurate tax returns. And of course, that can lead to delayed refunds, penalties, and interest, and sometimes even criminal charges. So be on the lookout.
Miller says you should be getting your tax advice from a licensed professional. The Christmas tree season's off to a solid start in Minnesota. Tyson Holland works for Rum River Tree Farm in Anoka County.
It's been going really well. We've had quite a lot of business. Probably not as much as we were expecting, at least for the weekdays, but the weekend was really, really nice.
Holland says the supply is about the same as last year, and prices are up a little bit this season. He's hoping for warmer temperatures and some light snow this weekend. Well, for the first time in program history, the St. Cloud State University volleyball team will host an NCAA tournament match. Huskies are the number one seed in the Central Region, which means they get to host the seven other schools in the region. SCSU is 27-2 overall this year. They're playing Ouachita Baptist of Arkansas, which has a 22-9 record, tonight at 7 at Hallenbeck Hall. There's three matches before theirs tonight. The Huskies are 57-7 in their last 64 home matches, so a strong home record. They won their third SIC tournament championship in program history and their fourth regular season conference championship in program history this year. St. Cloud goes into the NCAA tournament on a 23-match straight win streak, including 12 wins over nationally ranked teams. They've been ranked number two in the nation in Division II for the last 4 weeks in a row. Now, one ticket gets you into all four of today's matches, so you can see all four matches today. The region semifinals are tomorrow, and then the region championship will be played on Saturday. So good luck to the Huskies. WJON News Time coming up on 6:09. We're at 6 this morning. News this hour brought to you by H&S Heating and Air Conditioning. Your WJON Weather Eye forecast is on the way next. For St. Cloud and for St. Anna, partly cloudy and 15 today, wind northwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, a mainly cloudy sky, 10 for an overnight low, and southwesterly wind at 5 to 10. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy, 26 for a high, and west wind at 5 to 10. Our extended forecast on Saturday, partly cloudy, 42 on Saturday. On Sunday, a slight chance for some scattered rain showers. 41 for a high on Sunday. So big warm-up coming. Monday, look for a chance for some light snow. 34 for a high on Monday. WJON News Time is coming up on 6:11. We're at 6 above this morning. For more St. Cloud area news, check out the WJON mobile app. It's brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant. Jim Maurice, WJON.
All right, today is National Blue Jean Day. So, what do you know about blue jeans, Jim? You know that you wear them probably on the weekends,
sure.
Probably not to work.
Mm-hmm.
Here are some facts about blue jeans. So the word jeans comes from Genoa, Italy, where the fabric was originally woven. The fabric was called Genoa Fusion and was often used to make workwear. So blue jeans are usually dyed with an indigo dye, which comes from a plant. So indigo dye was chosen because it attaches to the surface of cotton instead of penetrating the fibers, resulting in a one-layered blue thread with white threads in between. That's why they're blue. Okay. That's why they chose blue. Levi Strauss and Jacob Davis patented the first blue jeans on May 20th of 1873. Their invention added metal rivets to work pants to make them stronger. James Dean made jeans popular in 1955 when he wore them in the movie Rebel Without a Cause, which you've often been referred to as, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Jeans become popular with young people in the 1950s. They saw soldiers wearing them in their spare time. The zipper was invented by Whitcomb L. Judson and first shown at the Chicago World's Fair in 1893. Women's jeans originally had the zipper on the left side, but in the 1960s, both men's and women's jeans had the zipper in the front center. Denim is known for its diagonal ribbing, which is created by the unique twill weave. And in North America, people own on average 7 pairs of blue jeans. Where do you think you rank in that?
Probably right about at average.
About 7.
I'm trying to picture. Yeah, I'm guessing right there. Yeah.
There's lots of different types of blue jeans or jeans. Let's find out which type of blue jeans Jim is most likely to have. So which friend are you? The troublemaker, the fashionista, the optimist, the parent, the late one, or the goofball?
The optimist.
Choose a food. Salad, steak, pasta, chicken, a sandwich, or breakfast?
I'll go with the steak.
What do you like to do in your spare time amongst these choices? Work out, cook, party, read, shop, or explore?
Work out.
Choose a color. Light blue, purple, navy blue, red, yellow, or orange?
Light blue.
What's your favorite animal amongst these choices? Dog, cat, guinea pig, tiger, pig, or horse?
Horse.
And choose a sport. Basketball, soccer, baseball, hockey, football, or none of the above?
Football.
Okay. The type of jean that you are jeggings.
Okay.
Says that you're the kind of person who loves to have a good time. You succeed at most everything you try, and you always go out of your way to make sure people feel included, which is why you like jeggings.
Okay.
I have no idea why that makes any sense. All right, what do you got coming up at 6:30?
The always popular Stearns History Museum Escape Room is back. We're going to talk about that at 6:30 this morning.
All right, Jim, thank you. It's 6:14, and we're at 8 degrees. Next on WJON. Look what's happening in sports.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.